This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Worldwide, more than 244,000 people have died from COVID-19 and infections are nearing 3.5 million. But parts of the world are starting to emerge from the pandemic and cautiously resume some sort of normal life. Still, top World Health Organization experts warn that COVID-19 will continue to pose significant risks until vaccines are developed. Spaniards reveled in a second day of freedom, heading outside in time slots for age groups as one of the world's strictest coronavirus lockdowns begins to loosen. Russia recorded its highest daily rise in confirmed coronavirus cases with 10,633 new cases. That brings its total to nearly 135,000, and more than half of its cases and deaths are in Moscow. Swiss drug maker Roche Holding received emergency use approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, for an antibody test to help determine if people have ever been infected with the coronavirus. India's Air Force flew aircraft low over more than a dozen cities, part of a nationwide campaign by the armed forces to thank healthcare workers and other essential service personnel fighting the outbreak. Malaysian authorities on Friday rounded up hundreds of undocumented migrants, including children and refugees, in the capital, Kuala Lumpur, in what the police are calling an effort to stem the spread of the coronavirus. Rights groups say the raid was an immigration exercise at a time of rising xenophobia against refugees. And China has published a short animation titled Once Upon a Virus, mocking the United States' response to the new coronavirus using Lego-like figures to represent the two countries. For more on these stories, VOANews.com. This is VOA News.